It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book is a young adult novel about the struggles of being different. Johanna Wagner reviews The Symptoms of Being Human by Jeff Garvin.
Jeff Garvin's debut young adult novel, The Symptoms of Being Human, begins in familiar territory. Riley Kavanaugh, a transfer student to Park Hills High, must negotiate the social landmines of 10th grade. In Symptoms, Garvin includes hallmarks of the teenscape: bullying, budding sexual desire, and well-meaning but clueless parents. Yet the central conflict is less rote terrain. "The first thing you're going to want to know about me is," types Riley tentatively in the opening lines of a new blog, "am I a boy or am I a girl?" Riley adds, "The truth is, some days I wake up feeling more boy, and some days I wake up feeling more girl, and some days I wake up feeling somewhere in between." In the wake of an emotional breakdown at a previous school, Riley hopes that Park Hills can be a place to blend in. This hope is initially realized when Riley meets Jason Solomona, or Solo, a Star Wars enthusiast who plays on the football team, and Beck, a musician with piercing blue eyes and a penchant for androgynous fashion. Despite these sustaining friendships, Riley cannot escape the scrutinizing gaze of Jim Vickers, a prank enthusiast. Each day they pass through the cafeteria gauntlet, where Vickers and his girlfriend Sierra hold court. Riley's ambiguous appearance prompts increasingly ferocious insults, made worse by Riley's witty responses. At home, the scrutiny is no less intense, as Riley's congressman father is up for re-election and pushes for his only child's presence at high-profile events. The result, Riley thinks, is a whole life designed around hiding, where anxiety attacks threaten the most benign moments. Garvin's choice of a gender-fluid protagonist is bold. In the U.S., 41% of the transgender and gender non-binary community will attempt suicide. 64% will be the target of sexual violence. With so much on the line, Garvin's depiction could have easily come off as inauthentic. Yet Garvin doesn't shy away from these statistics. When Riley's therapist suggests a blog to deal with frustration in a risk-free environment, a parallel narrative emerges. As the clever Alex, Riley simultaneously introduces blog followers and Symptoms readers to a new gender lexicon. It's a deft technique that gives substance to terms that are often without context in typical educational materials about gender identity. When the blog is picked up by an advocacy group, followers spike to the thousands, and comments abound from fans and cyberbullies alike. Fame brings new risks, and Riley must choose between quitting the blog in exchange for a hidden but safe existence, or becoming an internet sensation voicing the concerns of a newly visible population. In either, Garvin shows just how vulnerable Riley is, but also how courageous, sharp, funny, and so much more than a boy or a girl. Symptoms is ultimately a story that transcends its teenage audience. Teachers, parents, social workers, and members of the larger community would benefit from spending time in Riley's head. I know I did.
That book is The Symptoms of Being Human by Jeff Garvin. The Center LGBTQA Support Network will hold a reception and author talk with Garvin at Sklo Library on August 19th at 3:30 p.m. Reviewer Johanna Wagner teaches Italian at Penn State. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.